This morning on WCHL, Orange County's lawyer says the Rogers Road remediation plan is a go. 2 years have passed since the brutal murder of a UNC sophomore, and while the Carolina community comes together today in a moment of remembrance, the parents extend their plea for help.
Perhaps you think that what you know is very insignificant because you probably think it is already reported, but you don't know that.
And a new development proposed in Carrboro could add a large shopping center directly across from Carrboro Plaza. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carrboro traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, a four-point win wasn't received well by poll voters, but UNC football coaches and players said they couldn't have done it without the primetime crowd.
Our guys fed off of that the entire game, and we needed every single person that was in those stands.
Plus, the Carolina Panthers held on for their first win in week one. And
it was a night to remember in Keenan Stadium.
That's this morning at our Chamsky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL. We've had a little overnight rain. It is a forecast for showers today. 90% chance of rain. Our high today in the middle 70s. So certainly not a very hot day and potentially a very wet one. Orange County just got the green light from the county attorney to move forward with funding for the Rogers Road remediation plan. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
With word that the Environmental Protection Agency has completed its investigation of the Orange County Planning Department, County Attorney John Roberts last week okayed future investment in a plan to bring sewer service to the historic Rogers Road community. Roberts had previously advised the Board of Commissioners to hold off on discussing the sewer extension while the EPA looked into claims that the Planning Department discriminated against the majority black neighborhood by failing to apply for grant money to fund new infrastructure. Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County are planning to split the cost of the $5.8 million sewer project, but discussion of how county leaders would chip in has been stalled during the EPA's investigation. Now that the investigation is complete, commissioners can move forward with the remediation plan for the neighborhood that's lived with the landfill for four decades. While Roberts said the board is now free to discuss funding for the sewer project, he did urge caution, noting the results of the investigation have yet to be released. The EPA will announce its findings in the near future. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Sunday marked 2 years since the murder of UNC sophomore Faith Danielle Hedgebeth. There still has not been an arrest, but police say they're close. And last week, Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue and Durham County District Attorney Leon Standback released new details and put out a new call for assistance in the hopes of receiving that final piece of information that will help them find Faith's killer. Parth Shaw reports from Carolina Connection.
Blue appealed for anybody with information to come forward. He offered a reward for tips that lead to an arrest, and he released video of parents Roland and Connie Hedgepeth, who made their own appeals.
I want to plead to the public. I want to beg you that if you think you know anything at all, perhaps you think that what you know is very insignificant because you probably think it is already reported, but you don't know that.
I just don't understand why no one won't come forth and tell us something if they know something. I just don't understand it.
The American Indian community at UNC is leading the effort to keep Faith Hedgepeth's memory and the investigation alive. They'll hold a moment of silence to honor her on Monday at noon outside of the student union. Chelsea Barnes is president of the Carolina Indian Circle, one of the organizations sponsoring the event. Barnes says Hedgepeth, who was a member of the Halawa Saponi tribe, was close to the American Indian community on campus.
So when something like this happens, you want to take a stand against it and make sure that people don't forget and people are aware of the things that are going on. And being that Faith was such an important member of our community and she affected so many lives and made so many people smile, we definitely wanted to make sure that her legacy lives on.
In addition to the moment of silence, Barnes says Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram will be used to share photos of the event and to continue the discussion.
We wanted to do a photo campaign that people can use on their different forms of social media to kind of get the word out and encourage people to provide information if they have any in regards to the case.
The hashtag is Justice for Faith. In Chapel Hill, I'm Parth Shah.
Carolina Connection is the radio news magazine at the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs on WCHL on Saturday mornings at 8:30 during the UNC academic year. WCHL News Time, 6:11. More news in just a moment.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for watering shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Tom McGarvey, an expert in commercial and business insurance with 12 years of experience.
Thanks, Mark. Commercial can be a very complex line of insurance, covering liability, auto, property, and workers' comp. I can make sure you have the right coverages at a fair price, and most importantly, we offer outstanding service for our clients. Call me, Tom McGarvey, at 919-933-4000, or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard, for a free consultation.
All day and all night, this is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
608 at WCHL. Developers who want to build on one of the largest lots of commercial property left in Carrboro are calling a community meeting to discuss the plan for the Lloyd Farm project. Argus Development Group wants to build a shopping center across from Carrboro Plaza at the corner of Highway 54 West and Old Fayetteville Road. The 40-acre plot is currently occupied by farmland and trees. The developer is proposing to bring a Harris Teeter grocery store as well as a bank, pharmacy, and other retail to the edge of the property, while the interior of the site would be set aside for 293 apartments and 15 townhomes. Developers will meet with members of the public on Wednesday to discuss that plan. The meeting will start at 7 o'clock Wednesday night at Carrboro Town Hall. Northside Elementary School in Chapel Hill holds the distinct honor of being the first elementary school in North Carolina to receive LEED Platinum certification with the Green Building Certification Institute. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
This is LEED Platinum. What I want you to remember is that this is the first elementary school in the state, the second school in the state, the 20th in the nation, and only 5% of schools that achieve LEED and achieve Platinum. This is a big deal.
That's project manager Ashley Dennis of Mosley Architects. She and a few colleagues presented a big round glass LEED certification trophy on Thursday night to the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board of Education for achievements in building the Northside Elementary School, which opened in 2013. LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. The Green Certification Program rates building projects on a point system for utilizing the best green building practices. Platinum is the highest level of certification for building projects that earn 80 points or more. Construction Administrator Steve Nally of Mosley Architects thanked the board for its support and partnership in designing the sustainable 100,000-square-foot school, which reaches three stories. Nally told the board that the old site of the Orange County Training School had all the intangibles he was looking for during a site search for Northside. He said he wanted to help the neighborhood remain a place for families and not just renters. He wanted to partner with alumni from the original Orange County Training School and show that Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools was ready to recommit to the site. He said he's glad that Mosley could partner with the town of Chapel Hill to extend the Greenway Trail.
partnering with the community, walkability, all those things are all part of it. All those intangibles of Northside. That's what made it great.
Mosley Architects energy analytics specialist John Nichols reviewed some of the tangibles of the project.
What you may not have noticed at the school is that a very interesting underground rainwater system saves about 1 million gallons of water every year. And so that amount of water is actually the same amount that 10 U.S. households use in a year.
Therefore, said Nichols, the system effectively offsets the water use of 10 households. Nichols said that the deconstruction strategies used for existing buildings on the site during the construction process diverted 400,000 pounds of waste from the regional landfill. He mentioned the school's interior, which is lit by natural daylight, and added that the indoor air quality is, quote, excellent. Before the Mosley folks posed for pictures with members of the Board of Education, and of course, the certification trophy, Ashley Dennis reiterated her company's excitement about the achievement.
You guys don't do this every day. We do, and we know what a big deal it is, so we're very proud of you and want to hand this off.
You can find this story at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In other news this morning on WCHL, visitors to the state capitol will be able to tour areas of the building rarely open to the public. The capitol will be open Saturday, September 20th, for a signature discovery tour, which is held a few times each year. Visitors will see the governor's suite, the outdoor porticos, and some attic space. The one-hour tour takes an in-depth look at the capitol's history and architecture. The tours are available by reservation only, and tickets cost $15 apiece. Participants must be 10 years old or older and feel comfortable walking upstairs and in confined spaces. Again, that is a week from today, September 20th. WCHL News Time coming up on 6:18. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report this morning is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Well, not a lot of traffic out there so far, so we'll just say that if you spot anything that we're not reporting, or if you know of anything anytime during the day, you can call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. Get in touch with us, and you can become a WCHL Road Warrior. One thing I will point out this morning is that it's rather wet out there. We had some overnight rain, which surprised me when I walked outside this morning. I don't know exactly when it rained, but everything's wet out there. So the roads might be just a little bit slick, but just take it easy out there. And the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is the place where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his very talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Showers high in the middle 70s today. That's it. Chance of rain is 90%. Not raining right now, but it's quite wet out there. Tonight, showers and low tonight in the middle 60s. Chance of rain still 80% tonight. And tomorrow, it's going to hold over with a 50-50 chance of showers. So cloudy all day. We'll especially have a big chance of rain in the morning. And our high tomorrow in the upper 70s. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace serves fresh brewed coffee fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. It'd be good to get a cup on your way out, on your way to work this morning. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. It is time now for WCHL Championship Sports, and we're going to look at Carolina's football game on the weekend. UNC head coach Larry Fedora and players were quick to point out the impact of the rowdy crowd that generated a true home field advantage inside the striped-out Kenan Stadium on Saturday night in the Tar Heels' 31-27 comeback win over the San Diego State Aztecs. It was quite a game. WCHL's Matt Oakes reports.
You know, I want to congratulate the crowd, our student section, the Tar Pit. I mean, that was an unbelievable atmosphere. They did just a tremendous job throughout the entire game, and our guys fed off of that the entire game. And we needed every single person that was in those stands. And as much yelling as they did, I know they're wore out, just like our guys are wore out. So I really appreciate the effort they gave tonight with that atmosphere.
That was head coach Larry Fedora. The crowd noise made an impact from the get-go, with San Diego State having to burn a timeout on the very first series on a big third down and eight. And it didn't stop there. Delay of game penalties and false starts plagued the Aztec offense all night, likely in large part thanks to the 58,000 plus strong in attendance screaming their lungs out. Decked out in perfectly coordinated Carolina blue and black attire in alternating sections to achieve the impressive stripe-out effect. Even when UNC's play on the field was giving the fans little to cheer about, the crowd hung in there, never abandoning the cause, and they were rewarded for their loyalty. The roars reached a crescendo following the game-clinching interception in the end zone by senior safety Tim Scott in the waning seconds of the contest. Keenan Stadium erupted. Turnovers have been a major story to the season so far for Carolina. Through two games, the Tar Heels have already forced 9 turnovers, 5 of them interceptions. But a big contributor to those takeaways has to be the disruptive nature of the home fans. It's a symbiotic relationship. The crowd feeds off the big plays by the defense, and the defense is fired up by the energy produced from the stands. Coach Fedora says the turnovers were the difference in the ball game.
Defense created 3 takeaways, and they scored on one of them. Was a 100-yard return, and then they took one down to the 15-yard line. So, I mean, that was the difference in the game, is the turnovers, and they created those turnovers.
Scott, the hero of the night, says he could feel the electricity in the air and credits the fans for willing the Tar Heels over the finish line.
The crowd was amazing. They definitely beat Miami's game last year. They were giving us energy throughout the whole game, and at times we weren't feeding off of it. We weren't playing as good. But towards the end of the game, I felt like we were feeding off their energy, and it was getting us excited, and we were ready to play.
Junior quarterback Marquise Williams, who completed 20 of 29 passes for 255 yards and 2 touchdowns, says the 2-0 start gives the team a ton of momentum heading into the bye week, followed by a shot at revenge at East Carolina September 20th.
It gives us a lot. You know, we're going into a big doghouse in 2 weeks at ECU, and it's going to be crazy packed, and it's going to be unbelievable. But, you know, to this team, it gives us a lot of energy and a lot of hype. You know, We're not going to relax on this bye week. We're going to go harder, you know, and we're going to practice Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. A lot of guys won't think we should get off, but I think we should keep battling now and keep going to get what we deserve.
But that next hurdle on the road in Greenville can wait for now. The passion and hunger for a winner was palpable in the Tar Pit Saturday night. And what's more, the Tar Heel faithful, students, alumni, and fans got just that. A memorable win they all had a hand in. But the biggest positive for Coach Fedora, who has been on a crusade to change the football culture at Carolina since he was hired in 2011, is that all those in attendance for the memorable triumph over the Aztecs were thoroughly entertained. They'll be back. Matt Oakes, 97.9. 9FM WCHL.
Derek Anderson filled in nicely for the injured Cam Newton, throwing for 230 yards and 2 touchdowns on Sunday to lead the Carolina Panthers to a 20-14 victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in the NFL. Despite rallying with 2 late touchdowns, it was an ugly debut for the Bucs under coach Lovie Smith. The defense applied little pressure on Anderson, and an offense that was among the worst in the NFL in 2013 showed few signs of improvement until midway through the fourth quarter, at least. With Newton cheering on from the sideline after being held out because of a rib injury suffered in preseason, Anderson completed 24 of 34 passes with no interceptions and only 1 sack. The 10th-year pro tossed touchdowns of 5 yards to Greg Olsen and 26 yards to rookie Kelvin Benjamin. Carolina's defense did its part as well. So good debut for the Carolina Panthers, even without Cam Newton. And Cam Newton will hope to play in the next game for the Panthers next weekend. And this is the first start he's ever missed while in a Panthers uniform. 3 wins so far for number 5 North Carolina in 2014 and 3 game-winning goals for Andy Craven. The senior forward struck again in a 1-0 victory over Virginia Commonwealth on Sunday night. Craven's goal in the 57th minute was the difference as Carolina improved to 3-1 on the season. We're talking about men's soccer here. Tar Heel keeper Brendan Moore made a couple of saves to notch his second clean sheet of the weekend and 12th of his career. Garrett Cypress made 3 saves in a losing effort of the Rams, who dropped to 2-2. Carolina returns home for its Atlantic Coast Conference opener on Friday against Pittsburgh from Fetzer Field at 7 p.m. That game will be on ESPN3. So congratulations to the Carolina men's soccer team. It is now 6:25.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance. The no problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. And by Barbasol Shaving Cream. Life is full of close shaves. Make sure your close shave is a Barbasol close shave. This is Charles Osgood. Our skin is our first layer of defense against the elements. And when aircraft are thousands of feet in the sky, they have to brave a lot of elements too. Now there is a smart skin that's being developed for aircraft. We'll tell you more about that after this. The American dream It's the promise of a fulfilled and happy life. It's at the heart of what we hold sacred as Americans. And there's another important promise, one made by your independent agent representing Auto Owners Insurance. A promise they'll work hard to protect your American dream. And after nearly 100 years in business, Auto Owners Insurance continues to stand behind their agents. So you can have the peace of mind you need to know your American dream is protected. Just go to AutoOwners.com to locate an independent agent near you.
You know what I didn't learn in law school? How much time is spent on documents? Preparing them, revising them, and scanning and routing them. And if all goes well, having my client sign them.
With intelligent printers and MFPs, customized apps and services, Kyocera Document Solutions helps you capture, distribute, and manage the many documents that matter.
Legal Documents 101. Now that ought to be a course.
If the document is important, the company is important. Learn more at KyoceraDocumentSolutions.com.
The aerospace firm BAE Systems in Britain is working on this smart skin for aircraft. As researcher Lydia Hyde explains on the company's website,
what I'm interested in doing is creating a skin of sensors over the entire surface of that vehicle or that object that maybe got all different types of sensing capability.
She's talking about a type of coating that would cover an aircraft with thousands of tiny microsensors, each the size of a grain of rice, placed less than a millimeter apart. That coating becomes the plane's skin, with the sensors measuring everything from wind speed and physical strain to the aircraft's overall efficiency. She says the sensors that are part of the skin formula would be far more accurate than current sensors.
The more sensing we can put on there and the more we can understand how it's flying or how the plane's doing, for instance, the better that we can make that flight.
For example,
on a plane, we might want to detect turbulence. So, you know, the passenger sitting on the plane doesn't feel the turbulence because we can adapt our flight.
Hyde says that the smart skin would allow pilots to better monitor their aircraft and help them to deal with any potential problems or damage sooner. It would also make aircraft maintenance more efficient, since fewer planes would be taken out of service for long periods of time. Hyde says the smart skin formula has a way to go yet, but she sees the day when it could be sprayed onto a plane like paint. The sky's the limit. The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
For beautiful grand beaches and grand, exciting cultural entertainment, visit Grand Bahama Island in the Bahamas. On October 1st, nonstop international flights begin from RDU Airport. Vacation Express is now offering packages including air, hotel, and ground transfers starting as low as $549. All-inclusive options available. These flights are limited to the month of October, so book now. Visit vacationexpress.com/Grand Bahama or call your local travel agent.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous chewy ice. They're only 79 cents every day. Great taste at a great price. We're so sure you'll like the taste that we guarantee it. The next time you fill up at one of our 24 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
Hey, Mr. Zavada, Mr. Kaji, how's the new school year going?
Students and staff are excited to be back and ready to learn.
I'm looking into some professional development opportunities so I can be the best teacher I can be.
So, you're going to pay for those out-of-pocket, Kaji?
Well,
SS Hills is conducting an Earn to Learn fundraiser to help raise money for teachers to attend professional development opportunities throughout the year. We're selling coupon books at Estes Hills Open House on September 9th for $20.
Wow! Amazing deals and helping out Chapel Hill teachers.
Thanks, WCHL, for caring about our teachers.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Dynamic Change Wellness. It's 50% off. Enjoy a one-hour hypnosis session valued at $80, available today for only $40. Your session with certified hypnotist Liz Priestley in Chapel Hill can be tailored to meet your needs. It can include weight loss, stress and or anxiety reduction, pain management, smoking cessation, or other self-defeating behaviors. It's half off from Dynamic Change Wellness, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
It is time now for WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather, and it's brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. It is really wet out there. A lot of overnight rain occurred, the light variety, but not sure exactly when it rained, but it's wet out there, so be careful. Showers in the forecast for today as well. 90% chance of rain today. High today in the middle 70s. I guess that's a pretty sure thing. Tonight we're looking at showers in the low in the middle 60s. 80% chance of rain tonight. Tomorrow, more of the same, really, except not quite as cloudy and dismal. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, 50-50 chance for showers, mainly in the morning. Our high tomorrow in the upper 70s may get some sunshine in the afternoon, and things may lighten up a little bit. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 65. Then on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 80s. So long-range forecast calls for better weather, but certainly a rainy day today on the way.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
It's 6:31.
Dave Barrett, the president, will soon reveal the plan to deal with ISIS. He'll discuss things with Congress tomorrow and speak to the nation the day after.
I just want the American people to understand the nature of the threat and how we're going to deal with it.
That's from NBC.
I'm Cammie McCormick in Ankara, Turkey. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has arrived here for talks with leaders about the situation in Iraq and Syria and ISIS. Turkey shares a border with both countries, and foreign fighters are believed to be crossing through Turkey into Syria. Dozens of Turks, including diplomats, are being held hostage by ISIS in Syria. So the government here may be hesitant to join an international alliance against ISIS out of fear for their safety.
More attacks on ISIS by the U.S. to protect the Haditha Dam in Iraq so its waters would not flood Baghdad. Retired Army Major Mike Lyons, a CBS military consultant.
The Haditha Dam is closer to Baghdad. It shows you that ISIS is still reaching to go into Baghdad and likely try to form some kind of attack there.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning. It is 66 degrees in Chapel Hill, 632 at WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Orange County just got the green light from the county attorney to move forward with funding for the Rogers Road remediation plan. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
With word that the Environmental Protection Agency has completed its investigation of the Orange County Planning Department, County Attorney John Roberts last week okayed future investment in a plan to bring sewer service to the historic Rogers Road community. Roberts had previously advised the Board of Commissioners to hold off on discussing the sewer extension while the EPA looked into claims that the planning department discriminated a majority black neighborhood by failing to apply for grant money to fund new infrastructure. Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County are planning to split the cost of the $5.8 million sewer project, but discussion of how county leaders would chip in has been stalled during the EPA's investigation. Now that the investigation is complete, commissioners can move forward with the remediation plan for the neighborhood that's lived with the landfill for four decades. While Robert said the board is now free to discuss funding for the sewer project, he did urge caution, noting the results of the investigation have yet to be released. The EPA will announce its findings in the near future. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Yesterday marked 2 years exactly since the murder of UNC sophomore Faith Danielle Hedspeth. There still has not been an arrest after all this time, but police say they're close. And last week, Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue and Durham County District Attorney Leon Standback released new details and put out a new call for assistance in the hopes of getting that final piece of information that will help them find Faith's killer. Parth Shaw reports from Carolina Connection.
Blue appealed for anybody with information to come forward. He offered a reward for tips that lead to an arrest, and he released video of parents Roland and Connie Hedgepeth, who made their own appeals.
I want to plead to the public. I want to beg you that if you think you know anything at all, perhaps you think that what you know is very insignificant because you probably think it is already reported, but you don't know that.
I just don't understand why no one won't come forth and tell us something if they know something. I just don't understand it.
The American Indian community at UNC is leading the effort to keep Faith Hedgepeth's memory and the investigation alive. They'll hold a moment of silence to honor her on Monday at noon outside of the student union. Chelsea Barnes is president of the Carolina Indian Circle, one of the organizations sponsoring the event. Barnes says Hedgepeth, who was a member of the Halawasaponi tribe, was close to the American Indian community on campus.
So when something like this happens, you want to take a stand against it and make sure that people don't forget and people are aware of the things that are going on. And being that Faith was such an important member of our community and she affected so many lives and made so many people smile, we definitely wanted to make sure that her legacy lives on.
In addition to the moment of silence, Barnes says Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram will be used to share photos of the event and to continue the discussion.
We wanted to do a photo campaign that people can use on their different forms of social media to kind of get the word out and encourage people to provide information if they have any in regards to the case.
The hashtag is Justice for Faith. In Chapel Hill, I'm Parth Shah.
Parth Shah is a reporter for Carolina Connection, the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs on WCHL every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the school year. Developers who want to build on one of the largest lots of commercial property left in Carborough are calling for a community meeting to discuss a plan for the Lloyd Farm project. Argus Development Group wants to build a shopping center right across from Carborough Plaza at the corner of Highway 54 West and Old Fayetteville Road. The 40-acre plot is currently occupied by farmland and trees. The developer is proposing to bring a Harris Teeter grocery store, as well as a bank, pharmacy, and other retail to the edge of the property, while the interior of the site would set aside space for 293 apartments and 15 townhomes. Developers will meet with members of the public on Wednesday, September 10th, that is this Wednesday, to discuss the plan. That meeting will start at 7 o'clock at Carborough Town Hall. Visitors to the state capitol will be able to tour areas of the building rarely open to the public. The capitol will be open on Saturday, September 20th for a signature discovery tour, which is held a few times each year. Visitors will see the governor's suite, the outdoor porticos, and some attic space as well. This one-hour tour takes an in-depth look at the capitol's history and architecture. The tours are available by reservation only, and tickets cost $15 each. Participants must be 10 years of age or older and feel comfortable walking upstairs and in confined spaces. Northside Elementary School here in Chapel Hill holds the distinct honor of being the first elementary school in North Carolina to get LEED Platinum certification with the Green Building Certification Institute. WCHL's Danny Hooley has the report.
This is LEED Platinum. What I want you to remember is that this is the first elementary school in the state, the second school in the state, the 20th in the nation, and only 5% of schools that achieve LEED achieve Platinum. This is a big deal.
That's project manager Ashley Dennis of Mosley Architects. She and a few colleagues presented a big round glass LEED certification trophy on Thursday night to the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education for achievements in building the Northside Elementary School, which opened in 2013. LEED stands for Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design. The Green Certification Program rates building projects on a point system for utilizing the best green building practices. Platinum is the highest level of certification for building projects that earn 80 points or more. Construction Administrator Steve Nally of Mosley Architects thanked the board for its support and partnership in designing the sustainable 100,000-square-foot school, which reaches three stories. Nally told the board that the old site of the Orange County Training School had all the intangibles he was looking for during a site search for Northside. He said he wanted to help the neighborhood remain a place for families and not just renters. He wanted to partner with alumni from the original Orange County Training School and show that Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools was ready to recommit to the site. He said he's glad that Mosley could partner with the town of Chapel Hill to extend the Greenway Trail.
Partnering with the community, walkability, all those things are all part of it. All those intangibles of Northside, that's what made it great.
Mosley Architects Energy Analytics Specialist John Nichols reviewed some of the tangibles of the project.
What you may not have noticed at the school is that a very interesting underground rainwater system saves about 1 million gallons of water every year. And so that amount of water is actually the same amount that 10 U.S. households use in a year.
Therefore, said Nichols, the system effectively offsets the water use of 10 households. Nichols said that the deconstruction strategies used for existing buildings on the site during the construction process diverted 400,000 pounds of waste from the regional landfill. He mentioned the school's interior, which is lit by natural daylight, and added that the indoor air quality is, quote, excellent. Before the Mosley folks posed for pictures with members of the Board of Education, and of course, the certification trophy, Ashley Dennis reiterated her company's excitement about the achievement.
You guys don't do this every day. We do, and we know what a big deal it is, so we're very proud of you and want to hand this on.
You can find this story at chapelborough.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Democratic Senator Kay Hagan and Republican challenger Tom Tillis largely stuck to themes in their first debate. If you missed it, familiar to any regular North Carolina television watcher of commercials by the candidates and their allies. But each candidate threw in some wrinkles that many voters hadn't yet heard about on TV ads, but could arise in the campaign's final 8 weeks. With polls showing the campaign a toss-up, any tinkering of rhetoric could make a difference. Tillis surprised some by expressing support for expanding over-the-counter birth control options. He was was responding to a question about a new U.S. Supreme Court ruling upholding religious objections by some businesses to offer contraception coverage to employees. Hagan, meanwhile, sought to differentiate herself from Tillis on immigration. It's unusual because Republicans largely have had political advantage on that issue. WCHL News Time, 640. Today's commentary, on the way, from Raleigh Mann is next.
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Tom McGarvey, an expert in commercial and business insurance with 12 years of experience.
Thanks, Mark. Commercial can be a very complex line of insurance, covering liability, auto, property, and workers' comp. I can make sure you have the right coverages at a fair price, and most importantly, we offer outstanding service for our clients. Call me, Tom McGarvey, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
Listen to these $6 lunch specials Monday through Friday at Four Corners. Monday,
blackened chicken Alfredo with garlic bread.
Tuesday,
chicken Parmesan sandwich with fries.
Wednesday,
buffalo chicken sandwich with fries.
Thursday,
shrimp tacos with black beans and rice.
Friday,
fish and chips, fried mahi-mahi with fries.
And every weekday,
half a Rams Club sandwich with our soup or salad.
Join the Four Corners Lunch Club. Eat five lunches and your sixth lunch is free. Four Corners, celebrating 35 years on East Franklin Street next to the post office.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, years ago you said it would be a good idea to end these spots with, "Why would you call anyone else?" I thought at some point we should answer that question, but we never have.
Sammy, we answer that question every time we go on the radio. Why don't we spell it out in our fall repartee instead of bludgeoning people with football analogies?
I'm for that. At Franklin Street Realty, we put a great team on the field every day working for you. Hut,
okay, hut. Enough. Let's talk about the real stuff, like buyer agency. It's the fiduciary relationship that is possibly more important to us than it is to you. Our job is to help you identify the difference between a house for sale and a real opportunity, and to manage the details once the choice has been made.
Folks, everyone at Franklin Street gets this and is totally committed to it. And that's one of the answers to the question. Franklin Street Realty, why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
Good morning. It is 65 degrees at 642.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Here's a message for solo singers, from nationally famous recording artists to local folks with a little talent. You are disrespecting our proud nation when you mess around with this national anthem and turn it into a showy performance, and that offends me. As one who sings in choirs and choruses, I've enjoyed the privilege of singing our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, at some public events. As a school kid, I enjoyed playing it in bands. We played it and sang it straight, the way it was written, every time. No ad-libbing, any variations, no showing off. We did it that way out of respect for our country and for what its anthem stands for. Dictionaries define an anthem as a formal song of loyalty, praise, or happiness that's important to a particular group of people. It certainly is important to me. I'm a native of Baltimore, where our national anthem was written, and I'm grateful and proud to be an American. What has happened to the respect we used to show for our national anthem? Now, soloists who sing it at public events turn it into a performance worthy of a glitzy nightclub or an American Idol competition. They seize on their magic moment before thousands as an opportunity to demonstrate their vocal range and power and how much they can fool around with its melody. It's a great chance to show off. At a recent Durham Bulls game I attended with some Chapel Hill friends, we witnessed a spectacular example of this, which, alas, has become much more common than the respectable treatment our anthem deserves and receives from choral groups. When the performance at the Bulls game ended, the crowd erupted into cheers and applause, another misguided discourtesy. Performers who sing the national anthem should behave in a way that reflects the solemnity and honor of the occasion, and they should sing it without deviating from the original notation. As for applauding it, that's just bad manners. It's an anthem, our national anthem. We all own it, and we should respect it. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora is brought to you by the Omni Homestead Resort.
Carolina football improved to 2-0 with a thrilling 31-27 victory over San Diego State Saturday night in a jam-packed Keenan Stadium. but it wasn't easy. The Heels sputtered in the first half to a Larry Fedora-era low 108 yards and found themselves trailing 21-7 midway third quarter until the offense found life and scored on its final four possessions to get the win. What changed? Here's Fedora's explanation.
Really, we just kind of calmed down a little bit. Our offensive line, it was a struggle with them with trying to decipher what was happening on the defense. And once they calmed down a little bit and they got a little bit of a rhythm going, and I mean, one thing I'll tell you is our guys are in great shape. With the tempo that we were using, I think it wore them down a little bit and they had a hard time with it.
Add adventure to your summer at the Omni Homestead Resort, where you can explore 2,000 scenic acres at one of the nation's premier resorts located in the mountains of Virginia, and receive special savings by booking using the promo code TARHEELS. The homestead features activities for all ages, including golf, an expansive water park, luxury accommodations at the historic hotel, and more. Book your adventure package at homestead.com and enter promo code TARHEELS to enjoy 40% off your room rate with the adventure package. Visit the homestead today.
My name is Mandy, and my husband Brian was killed by a drunk driver when our son Carson was just 5 months old. In an instant, I became a 26-year-old widow with a new baby to raise on my own. That was over 10 years ago, and Carson has grown into a handsome boy with the same blonde hair and love for sports his daddy had, but he will always have a void that can never be filled. Carson has cried himself to sleep countless nights, missing the daddy he never knew. If your plans include alcohol, please include a non-drinking designated driver. Don't you think every child deserves to grow up with their dad?
With the 8 o'clock kickoff and the well-executed stripe out of Keenan Stadium, it was a raucous atmosphere in Chapel Hill, which Fedora and the Tar Heels appreciated.
The crowd was unbelievable. They really were. Again, I've got to give the student section in the Tar Pit, that was awesome. I mean, they were throughout the entire game. Everybody was on their feet. It was just an awesome atmosphere tonight.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
I tell you what, he's right about the crowd. Crowd was really great on Saturday night for the Tar Heels, and it paid off. 647 at WCHL, and coming up, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Al LeBeau, Cedars member since 2012. Here's what Al had to say.
People wait too long before they go into the retirement community, and all of a sudden they find there's a big, long waiting list to get in. They want to move today, but they should have signed up years ago and gone in. So we tried to cut it off at the pass and go in early before we needed to be there. It's really first-class operation. I mean, the food is marvelous. When we have inclement weather, they will bring meals over to you, and it's just one of those services we find phenomenal. It seems like there's no end to what you can order. Like, if you want two scoops of ice cream, it isn't an extra charge. My wife and I are from the New York metropolitan area, and while we're in Cedars, we are so centrally located, it's just a hop and a skip to the airport. You got great hospitals within easy reach, and of course, there's always the sports activities that you have between, should I mention it, Duke and Chapel Hill.
Thanks, Al. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. They're only 79 cents every day, great taste at a great price. We're so sure you'll like the taste that we guarantee it. The next time you fill up at one of our 24 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
79-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
If you've been looking for a different healthcare experience, visit Chapel Hill Primary Care. Built on the promise of prompt, compassionate, and personalized care, Chapel Hill Primary Care provides patient-centered preventative medical care and treatment of acute as well as chronic health conditions for adolescents and adults. Located in the beautiful Chapel Hill Doctors Healthcare Center off Weaver Dairy Road. Offering free parking, first floor access, no facility fees, an on-site lab, and minimal to no wait time. At Chapel Hill Primary Care, patients really do come first. Visit chapelhillprimarycare.com. Immediate appointments available.
Chapel Hill Carborough Meals on Wheels invites you to our third annual Food Truck Rodeo. Please join us on Friday, September 26th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Carborough Town Commons. Come for the food, fun, and live music by the Carburetors and Bluegrass Battleship. You can learn more about the event by visiting us on Facebook, chcmow.org, or by calling 919-942-2948. And, as usual, many thanks to WCHL for caring for our community.
It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, and this traffic report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Here is Rand Northamall decked out today in green shirt and gold tie and looking good, as always.
Thank you very much.
Just need to let everybody know the fashion report first thing every morning.
That's right.
Because, you know, you have a high standard to uphold.
Well, yeah. Right.
You've set the bar high, and you continue to leap it every day.
Well, I'm going to try to do that.
Well, yeah. Good, and I'll keep reporting on it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
What's happening on the roadways out there?
Roadways looking pretty good right now. They are wet, though. Be on the lookout for that. That is certainly important. Lots of rain overnight and continuing to fall into the morning. And as you'll mention here in a moment, it's going to likely continue to fall all day today. So,
you know exactly when it rained?
I don't. Not really.
I wasn't aware it had rained.
Yeah, I woke up and it was wet. So,
Yeah,
it's kind of the, you know, when you've got, I know back in my hometown we had the clamshell weather forecast.
Yeah.
If the clamshell's wet, it rained.
Oh.
You know, that kind of thing. That's the best meteorology we had back on the Eastern Shore. So,
wow.
Yeah, but no, everything looking pretty smooth right now, though. We do ask that you use caution throughout the day today, though, since the roadways will be wet. Give yourself extra time to stop, and probably a good idea to give yourself a couple extra minutes to travel this morning as well, since there are those wet roadways. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And it looks like the proverbial rainy day. So
that's right.
Be sure and dress accordingly when you go out today. Take along a jacket,
hat,
umbrella, something. So, you know, pretty sure thing that we're going to get wet. Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you in just a little while here. The traffic report this morning brought to you by Berkeley Grimble and the folks at Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece that you've been dreaming of for so long, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather. 66 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 65 this morning in Carborough, where it's always going to be cooler. Showers likely to the tune of 90%, as we just mentioned. Our high today in the middle 70s. Tonight, showers with an 80% chance of that happening. Overnight low in the middle 60s again. And then tomorrow, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies. 50-50 chance of rain, at least for the first part of the day. More likely in the morning tomorrow. And then in the afternoon, it ought to be pretty nice. And high tomorrow in the upper 70s. So, rainy day, at least for about a day and a half here. And otherwise, it's going to be all right. So just hang in there. Time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. And we'll start with my wife, Beverly, has her birthday today. Happy birthday, Bev. I'm not going to give you a number, but I'll just tell you that she's younger than I am. But happy birthday, Bev. I hope it's a great day for you. And we'll try and make sure of that. She has survived another year with me. That's probably the main accomplishment on her part. So I congratulate her on that, and thanks for doing it. All right, happy birthday, Bev. If you see her today, please wish her a happy birthday. Ventriloquist Willie Tyler is 74 years old today. Senator Bernie Sanders, that you hear all the time on the Stephanie Miller Show and also on the Tom Hartman Show. Love that guy. He might run for president. He is an independent from Vermont, and he's 73 years old today. Actor Alan Feinstein is 73. Sal Valentino, who was a member of the Beau Brummels, lead singer, 72 years old today. And author Ann Beatty, 67 years old today. Cajun singer Zachary Richard, 64 years old today. See here, actress Heather Thomas, 57. Singer Amy Mann is 54. Alternative country singer Nico Case turns 44 years old today. Actor Martin Freeman is 43. Actor David Arquette is 43. Television radio personality Kennedy, who first became well-known on MTV, 42 years old today. Pink, the singer, 35 years old today. Actor Jonathan Taylor Thomas is 33 years old today. Now, that is hard to believe. Some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. In addition to my wife, Beverly, that I mentioned earlier, Angela Hampton, a good friend, long time, and used to work at WCHL many years ago. Now you see her on TV 11. Neris Levy has a birthday today as well, as does Gene Holcomb. Happy birthday, Gene Holcomb. You're our birthday winner today from WCHL. And you're going to get a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores. Fordham Boulevard and Metamont, they love taking care of their customers. Happy birthday, Gene Holcomb. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're asking a question about the want ads today. What job was being advertised when they said...
Wanted. Young, skinny, wiry fellows. Not over 18. Must be expert riders. Willing to risk death daily. Orphans. Preferred.
Well, all right, there's the question. What kind of job were they advertising? Do you have any idea? 919-929-WCHL. And Freddie and I will be right back.
Take the family to Dickie's for a family night or pick up a family pack on your way home because you just don't want to cook. Order online at Dickie's.com and we will have it ready for you to take out with 8 juicy hickory smoked meats, including pulled pork, chicken, ribs, brisket, and more. Add fresh home-style sides and hush puppies and you will have a special night that is tasty and affordable. Dickie's, where kids always eat free on Sunday and everyone gets free ice cream every day. See web for details. Order online today and pick up in Durham off Mount Moriah Road, Crossroads Cary, and downtown Raleigh in the Red Hat Tower.
Looking for a classic village lifestyle plus a sophisticated new home? Visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Not only does Winmore offer a pool, playground, trails, and open space, your children can walk to Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School. The UNC bus route stops at Winmore, right near Town Center, too. Stanley Martin Homes offers the best in energy efficiency and a choice of three beautiful designs at Winmore, starting in the 370s. Go see them or go to stanleymartin.com.
John's call came during the fifth inning of a Little League game. His phone rang and everything changed. Dad had fallen. It wasn't supposed to happen this way. He tried to have the talk during their last visit, but he just didn't know how to get the conversation started. Now he'd have to make decisions on behalf of a father whose wishes he knew nothing about. To learn how to have difficult conversations with your aging parent, visit 4070talk.com. That's 4070talk.com. Don't wait. Have the conversation. Brought to you by Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Extraordinary Ventures Pets. It's 50% off, a $150 value for dog walking services available today for only $75. No time to walk your dog? Extraordinary Ventures is proud to announce their latest business called EV Pets. EV employees will come directly to your Chapel Hill, Carrboro, or Hillsborough home during the week of your choice and walk your dog for 5 consecutive days. Each session takes approximately 50 minutes and includes walking, watering, and lots of love. It's half off from EV Pets, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
All right, Freddie's question today. They were advertising for young, wiry, skinny fellows. You had to be physically fit and all that kind of stuff. And what kind of a job were they advertising?
Well, it was for Pony Express.
That's correct.
I think you would have been perfect for that job.
Yeah.
You were young and skinny and wiry.
I still am for the most part.
I don't know if you were an expert rider. You could ride a horse.
I rode sparingly.
It seems
that the horse always had its own will that it was going to.
I don't know if you would be willing to put your life on the line every day either when you were young.
Well, we struggle to ride, but how about dodging all sorts of
bullets,
people who are trying to steal the mail or what have you, riding through territory that didn't belong to you?
Yeah, I think the most dangerous thing you did when you were a kid, you were a lifeguard, right?
Yeah, 10
but,
years.
But, I mean, certainly not the kind of risk there being a lifeguard as there was being a Pony Express rider.
No, not even close. But, yeah, it was the mail service, Pony Express, that delivered messages, newspapers, mail, and small packages from St. Joseph, Missouri, across the Great Plains, over the Rockies into Sierra Nevada, to Sacramento, California on horseback. I mean, that's just unbelievable.
It really is.
And, of course, it was done with the use of relay stations. Mm-hmm. During its 18-month existence, it reduced the time for messages to travel between the Atlantic and Pacific 3,000-some miles to 10 days.
How would you like to be a Pony Express rider? As far as I'm concerned, no way. But Karen Rose called in with the answer to the question this morning, and Karen Rose gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. And Freddie will have another question for you tomorrow morning. You know what tomorrow is? It's Rock and Roll Tuesday. Hey, it's been raining a lot. It is wet out there. It is 65 degrees in Chapel Hill. Our forecast calls for a 90% chance of showers all day. High today, 75. It's 7 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. The Islamic State terrorists in Iraq and Syria who've executed two Americans can expect a heavier dose of U.S. air power. President Obama will explain his strategy to defeat ISIS in a speech Wednesday.
I just want the American people to understand the nature of the threat and how we're going to deal with it.
The president told NBC's Meet the Press the expanded campaign will not involve the use of ground combat forces. In Beirut, reporter Martin Chuloff tells us American airstrikes are already making a difference.
They have protected key strategic sites around the country, such as the Mosul Dam and the Haditha Dam, and they have given considerable air cover to Iraqi troops and to Shia militias who are leading the fight.
I'm Vicki Barker reporting live. It won't be easy and it won't be quick. 3 years is one estimate. Military experts say the current air campaign in northern Iraq is just a beginning. Phase two will likely see a stepped-up program to arm and train Kurdish fighters there. Phase three would take the battle to ISIS strongholds in Syria. And the experts tell the New York Times that military campaign will almost certainly outlast this presidency. Frank?
It's an unwanted case of deja vu for the NBA. CBS's Mark Strassman tells us Bruce Levinson will sell his controlling interest in the Atlanta Hawks because of an old email complaining that too many of the team's fans were African American.
In August of 2012, Levinson griped in an email about the team's low attendance. My theory is that the black crowds scared away the whites, and there are simply not enough affluent black fans to build a significant season ticket base. I've told our executives I want some white cheerleaders.
Earlier this year, Donald Sterling had to sell the Los Angeles Clippers because of his rant against African Americans. Overseas, the royal family is expecting another blessed event. It would be the second child for Prince William and his wife, Kate, who's been experiencing severe morning sickness. The first child, Prince George, celebrated his first birthday in July. A wildfire that's been burning for weeks in California's Yosemite National Park grew by leaps and bounds over the weekend. Ranger Carrie Cobb says scores of visitors were forced to leave.
Once the fire started, we actually ended up evacuating approximately 100 people from the top of Half Dome and Little Yosemite Valley and some of those other surrounding trails.
The rain Yosemite could use was falling in Southern California, part of a storm system pushed by a hurricane in the Pacific. The storm flooded roads, stranding drivers, damaging homes, and cutting power. The forecast calls for more rain today with the potential for flash floods. Serena Williams is closing in on her 33rd birthday, but still a force to be reckoned with. Williams beat Caroline Wozniacki to win her third straight U.S. Open women's